Monica Glessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And it seems like each week this show gets more and more interesting as we delve into clearing places that are blocked. And if you think about a plant that can't get the sunlight because it's got blockings, it's got things that are keeping it from its nourishment. It's not growing its roots deep enough if it doesn't have enough soil. We're a lot like plants, you know, being human beings. We need nourishment. We need love. We need affection. We need clean water. We need good food. You know, I was talking to one of my children. She's a very vibrant 16-year-old human being, and she's been having some kind of bumps in her sports this month. And I looked at her food, and she can't eat right before a game, and she can't eat right before practice. And so she was going sometimes 7 hours without food. And I said, you know, we got to get the nutrition right before we try to figure out anything else, because without the right nutrition, it's like you can't even know if people are being nice or aren't being nice, or if school's hard or not hard. If you're not getting the right nutrition, then you're kind of like blocked from learning in some ways, if you think about it. So what are those blockages that you've come to know so well that you've stopped seeing them? No. What are the patterns? I ask you today to take a look inside, take a look at your life, and just introspect gently, not with the eye of being judgmental or with the eye of saying how bad life is, or with the idea of anything other than just kind of going, huh, what are the impulses that I have? What are the steps that I take without thinking that are keeping me in a cycle that's not working for me? And how can I clear things that are keeping me from that new life that I desire? You know, what's keeping me from living in peace and ease and joy? And when you start breaking down your life and you start looking at your patterns, it's kind of fascinating how many things we do that are locked into our behavior patterns that can keep us from changing those changes we wish to change. And yeah, so take a look at your nutrition, take a look at your physical movement, take a look at your sleep, take a look at your heart. How much kindness is there in your world? How many people that you connect with are kind to you, right? Yeah, that, like, it's so important to have people that are kind to you in your business. It's like we overlook the importance of good people. And when you surround yourself with good people, then everything shifts up so much easier. And I'm blessed to be working with some of the most, I believe, some of the most intelligent people I've ever met right now. I'm surrounding myself with these people that are inspirational to beyond. And I believe that as we keep doing that, keep shifting out of old patterns and keep inviting new. Now, it can be very uncomfortable, right? It's not all, you know, a big bright walk in the sunshiny park. Some of it is, but sometimes the changes are awkward, and you're going to be distanced from people who are different from you. If you start making a lot more money, or if you start just experiencing way more joy, or if you live somewhere prettier, if you're just not the same gloomy person you were, you're going to find everything changes around you. And so give yourself a time for that, but also just take a look at the blockages and just gently gaze at them. And you may not even have identified certain behaviors as blocks, and maybe they are, you know, who knows, but give yourself a chance to get more clarity on what you do and how you do it and who you hang out with and how you eat and what you eat and how you dance and how you move and how you drive your car and what are the things that you do that are working for you, and then where are the things not working so well? And generally, when you find the things that aren't working so well, you can back up and find a block. You can find something that's not allowing your life force to flow with really supreme delight, and joy. So that's my talk for today. Take a look around and start getting more clarity on what's stopping you from being your most amazing you. This is Erica, and this is Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, and I'm so glad you came.